to the Church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace and peace to you.
因为我们读《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第一章第一节，保罗、希拉、提摩太写信给帖撒罗尼迦在父神和主耶稣基督里的教会，愿恩惠平安与你们。
So this is written by three men now. Paul is the primary author, but with him there are Silas and Timothy.
这封信是由三个人写的，使得保罗他是主要写的，还有希拉和提摩太一起跟着写的。
They were all together in the city of Philippi, you'll remember.
他们在腓立比的时候在一起，如果你记得的话。
And in Philippi, Paul and Silas were cast into prison.
在腓立比呢，保罗和希拉呢被投进了监狱。
When they got out of prison, they moved very, very quickly to the city of Thessalonica. They left Philippi and they went very quickly to Thessalonica.
当保罗希拉从监狱里出来的时候，那么以最快的速度从腓立比来到了帖撒罗尼迦。
So it's the same three men gone from Philippi to Thessalonica. Now Paul is writing back to the church at Thessalonica.
于是同样的三个人，他们从腓立比来到这里，所以保罗他们再次给帖撒罗尼迦的基督徒写信。
And then he says, I'm writing to the Church of the Thessalonians in God the Father.
所以这里说呢，我写信给帖撒罗尼迦在父神。
And this might be a little hard to translate and understand, but it's different from he could have said to the Church of God in Thessalonica. He doesn't say that.He says to the Church of the Thessalonians in God the Father. Can you translate that, Roy?
Yeah. 这段这里也比较难翻译。本来说是呢，应该写信给在父神的教会，在帖撒罗尼迦的。但他这里写的呢是帖撒罗尼迦的教会在父神里面。
The emphasis here is this, that these are a group of believers, but they areIn God.
这里呢，他强调的呢，这里都是些好人，他们是在神里面的。
They're located in Thessalonica, but they first of all are a church in God.
他们的地点呢，在帖撒罗尼迦，但是首先呢，他们是在神里面的。
So, first of all, if you speak to me, you say, Harold, tell me about yourself.
首先呢，你要跟我讲话的话，你说 Harold 讲讲你自己。
I will tell you, I'm a Christian in Vancouver.
我会说呢，我是在温哥华的一个基督徒。
I'm pretty much the same as I would be if I were a Christian in Ottawa or New York or Shanghai.
所以呢，我也可能是说我是一个在渥太华，在纽约或者在上海的一个基督徒。
I'm first of all a Christian. Then I've got a nationality. I've got a city of residence.
你首先呢，我是一个基督徒，然后我才有国籍，我在哪里哪里。
And if you're going to be a victorious Christian, then the first thing will be youra relationship with God. Your relationship with the country is important, but your relationship with God is the most important thing.
如果你是一个基督徒，你首先你和神的关系是非常重要的，是最重要的。你和你自己的国家的关系，你的国籍也是重要的，但是和神的关系才是最重要的。
And then he goes on and he says to them,These are for you. I want you to have grace and peace.
他继续说呢，这些我写给你的，愿恩惠平安归于你们。
Grace means God is going to give us far more of the good things than we deserve.
以恩典呢，是神会给我们更多的我们配得的东西。
I like that.
我喜欢这个。
When I was a child, particularly, I used to like the idea of being favored. I like the kindness that people gave to me, even though I didn't deserve it.
对，我喜欢这样。尤其当我是个小男孩的时候呢，我喜欢被人偏爱。我喜欢呢，别人给我的爱是我不配得的，更多。
Most of the time when I was in school, the teachers treated me with extra favor.
当我在学校的时候呢，我的老师他通常是给我更多的偏爱，额外的偏爱。
Once when I was writing an exam in the classroom, the teacher came, stood over top of me, and made an explanation.
一旦有一次我在考试的时候呢，那个老师呢走到我面前，还给我做了一些解释。
He said, when he was standing right beside me, he said, remember, when you answer a question like this, make sure that you don't do that.
因为他跟我说呢，站在我旁边说，当你回答这个问题的时候，你要确保你不要那么去做。
I looked down on my paper and I saw that I had made that very mistake.
所以呢，我就看了一下我的试卷，我就想。
So I quickly crossed it up, put in the right answer.
所以呢，我看了我的试卷以后，我发现我已经做错了，所以我马上把它划掉，然后写上正确的答案。
I thought that was very nice, the teacher. The teacher gave me that answer. How kind was he?
这是一个太好的老师，这甚至考试把答案给我，这太好了。
There was another time, and on that occasion, there was a job to be done outside in the schoolyard.
另外一个时间呢，在那个学校的校园里要做一项工作。
And the subject in the class was very boring.
在教室里做那个项目呢，是非常烦的。
And so the teacher said, I need someone to go out and prepare the schoolyard field.
老师说呢，我需要一些人到那个校园里去做一些，在校园那个地里做一些东西。
And we all put our hands up and said, I'll go.
所以所有人都把手举起来说我想去。
But the teacher chose me to go.
但那个老师他选择了我去。
I thought, well, that's very nice. I don't deserve that, but this is sure more fun than sitting in that class.
我说那这个太好了，我不配做这个。但在外面做事呢，比在教室里做事更有趣。
Now that's the concept that we have here. Our God is a God of grace, and He wants to give to each of us more good things than we deserve.
这个里面的理念呢，就是我们的神是一个有恩典的神，他要给我们更多的我们配得的东西。
And so we say, well, that's wonderful. You go right ahead and you help me, Lord. Thank you so much.
我们说这个太美了，太美了。主啊，你就这么做吧，你跟到我身上就这么做吧。
Now the result of grace is peace.
以恩典的结果呢，就是平安。
If he's going to be looking after me, and giving me good things I don't deserve, I don't need to fear. I don't need to be afraid.
如果神能够呢，照顾我，给我更多的我不配得的东西呢，我就不用害怕，所以我就有平安。All right,
now he's going to go on and start teaching them. He says in verse 2, we always thank God for all of you, mentioning you in our prayers.
然后在第二节继续说，我们为你们众人常常感谢神，祷告的时候提到你们。
All right. That was Paul's plan. That was Paul's practice for the Thessalonians.
这就是使徒保罗的计划，也就是他在帖撒罗尼迦教会上所行的。
He had lived in Thessalonica for a few weeks at least. We're not sure how long.
因为他在帖撒罗尼迦逗留了几个星期，我们不确定到底停留了多久。
But he had got to know many of them, and he prayed for them, and he prayed for them, and he prayed for them.
因为他在里面已经认识了很多人，然后他就为他们祷告，为他们祷告，为每一个人祷告。
So they probably had prayer meetings. They would have a prayer meeting. Paul would be there. Silas would be there. Excuse me, Timothy would be there, sometimes maybe just three, sometimes more.
他们应该有很多的祷告会，但是那使徒保罗在那里，希拉在那里，有时候他们可能只有他们三个人，有时候可能会有更多的人参加祷告会。
But when they were there together, they would always pray for the Thessalonians, and they would pray very frequently for each one.
他们在那的时候呢，他们三个人一定会也特殊能力加祷告，但是他们更多的时候一起互相祷告。
Now we have many prayer meetings at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
因为我们有很多的祷告会在我们16街福音教会里。
Sometimes there are public prayer meetings like we're going to have tonight. And all the Christians can come.
有时候呢是一个公开的祷告会，所有的基督徒呢，就像今天晚上都可以来。
Very often, they're just smaller prayer meetings. Sometimes it's just the oversight who get together and pray.
有时候呢，就是说有一个小组的祷告会，更多的呢，就是教会的长老聚在一起祷告。
But when we pray, we often try to mention each one of you.
当我们祷告的时候呢，我们总是尝试提到你们每一个人。Some
of you we know better than others because you've been around longer and we were together in the chapel more frequently.
有些人呢，我们可能比较熟，因为你们来教会时间比较长，我们在教会。
Others of you, we just know by name or by picture. We've just never had a chance really to get to know you. But by the grace of God, we want to pray for every one of us. And we pray, I pray for you, you pray for me, we pray for each other. That's God's plan.
我只知道你的名字，或者只知道你的图片，然后我从来没见过你们的面，但是我们还是为你们祷告。我们的计划呢，就是为每一个人祷告，这就是这也是神的计划。And
so this is sort of, if you like, the beginning of the relationship between the Christians in Thessalonica and the men of God who are trying to help them.
这里就是开始一个神的属神的人之间的关系，就是当时他们和帖撒罗尼迦的人之间的关系，就是基督徒之间我们尝试着互相帮助的这样一个关系。And
in order to have a victorious church, what you need is you need people who are going for God, and you need leaders who are encouraging them. That's what we want at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
所以，为了成为一个得胜的教会呢，我们希望呢，我们需要有人为神工作，也需要有领导呢，鼓励他们这样工作。这就是我们在16节福音教会里的计划。So
the question is, what encourages Paul and Silas and Timothy about the Christians in Thessalonica?
问题是呢，使徒保罗、希拉和提摩太他们给在
So he says, verse 3, we continually remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
第三节说，在神我们的父面前，不住的纪念你们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望我们的主耶稣基督所成的忍耐。
So he's basically saying to them, we are really pleased with all that you have done because we see three outstanding things about you.
基本上说呢，我们非常满意你们所做的事情，有三样是非常突出的。
I sometimes wonder what someone might say about me if they were going to say something good.
有时候呢，我在想呢，如果一个人他提到我，他会提到什么样呢？我有什么样的优点呢？
I would hope they would say something good rather than something bad.
我希望呢，他们说我一点好听的话，而不是说难听的话。
About the Thessalonians, this is what he said. He said, number one, we remember your work produced by faith. You believe the Lord, and therefore you're working for him.
这个呢，第一点呢，他是因信心所做的功夫。 信主呢，因此你为主做工。
That's a wonderful principle, isn't it? Faith is what begins the work, and then a work follows. If you believe, you will do something. If you say you believe, but you don't really believe, you won't work. But if you truly believe, you will work.
这是一个很好的原则，是不是？信心所带来的。
Thessalonians believed, they worked. But as they worked, they learned more and more to love.
因为呢，提斯罗尼迦人他相信，所以他们就开始做工。因为他们做更多的工呢，他们就学会了爱。Some
people say, you know, it's love that is at the foundation. But no, it's faith that's at the foundation.
有些人说呢，爱是信心的基石，其实不是，信才是基石。
If you truly believe, you can learn to love.
如果你真的相信，你可以学会爱。But
if you don't believe, you won't love.
如果你不相信，你就不会去爱。And
so they said, all right, we believe, therefore we're going to work. And as we work, we will love more. We'll work and we'll work more. But as we believe, it'll bring forth work and the work will bring forth love.
原来是因为我们信呢，所以我们就去服事去做工。我们做工呢，我们就学会了爱。我们学会了爱以后呢，我们又会继续做工。继续做工呢，又会继续信。继续信呢，又会继续做工。继续做工又会带来爱。And
I heard a story once about a man who was relatively rich.
我听到一个故事，一个人非常有钱。And
he met a girl and he loved her.
他碰到了一个女孩，然后他爱她。
And he started giving her all kinds of nice things. And he gave and gave and gave to the point where he said, I have got to marry her for my money. He loved her so much that he gave her so much of himself that he had to marry her in order to get what he had given her.
因为他呢，给了他太多的东西，他也太爱她了，所以他必须跟她结婚。这样，他跟她结婚了以后呢，这个女的就可以给他她要的东西。
All right, so the more you love, sorry, the more you believe, the more you will love. And the more you love, the more you will hope.
所以呢，你要信的更多呢，你就会更多的爱，
So the kind of hope we have in the Lord Jesus is not where we start. We start by believing, and then we will love more, and then we will hope more.
我们开始呢,是因信心,信心,然后我们更多的爱,更多的爱,就会带来更多的盼望。
And so when Paul thinks about the Thessalonians, he's very pleased because he said, you know, these people, when we were there, they believed and then they loved and now they hope. They've got a great start in their Christian life because they believed and then they learned to love and then they learned to hope.
于是他保罗说呢,这些切磋罗尼家的信徒呢,做得非常好,因为他们刚开始信,他们现在学会爱,但是他们有盼望,这是他们一个很好的开始。他们更多的信呢,就带来更多的爱,更多的爱就带来更多的盼望,这是一件很好的开始。
And then he says in verse 4, brothers beloved by God, we know that he has chosen you. Because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit, and with deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake.
第四节第五节说,神被神所爱的弟兄啊,我知道你们是蒙拣选的,因为我们的福音传到你们那里,不在乎言语,也在乎全能圣灵。 并充足的信心,
he says in verse 4 at the beginning, he says, we know that God has chosen you.
在第四节里说呢,我们知道是神拣选了你们。
Do you believe that?
你相信这个吗?
Do you believe that God chose you?
你相信神拣选了你吗?
Yeah. How do you know?
怎么知道?
Well, you know, because he arranged for you to hear and he encouraged you to believe and he's been working in your life. That's how he chose you.
因为神呢,他怎么选择你呢?他安排你来听,然后呢,他鼓励你去信,这就是神怎么去拣选你。
I sometimes thank the Lord for choosing me because I was born into a family that loved the Lord Jesus Christ, and they told me about him when I was a little boy.
因为我非常感恩的是呢,神呢,让我生在一个基督徒的家庭的选择呢,这样他们告诉我圣经,然后他们爱我们,这样选择了我。
And that's very encouraging.
这是非常令人鼓舞。
And when I was just a little boy at school, I used to sit in the classroom and I would look at all the other children.
当我还是在学校的时候呢,我坐在教室里呢,我就环绕地看了一下所有在座的孩子们。
And I would say to myself, there's Eddie, he's a nice boy.
我说那里有个叫Eddie的,他是个好男孩。
And over there is David, he's a nice boy.
那在那边坐着一个叫大卫的,他也是个好男孩。
But Eddie's not going to go to heaven.
但他们都不会去天堂。David's
not going to go to heaven.
大卫去不了天堂。They
don't even understand about the wonders of the gospel. But I know, I used to say, thank you, Lord, forever choosing me. Those are nice boys, but you chose me.
他们都不知道那个圣经的神奇。 所以呢,我知道,我就说呢,感谢主啊,感谢主你拣选了我,但是你拣选他们。And
so, I used to pray for Eddie and David.
通常呢,会为Eddie和那个大卫祷告。And
by the grace of God, after many years, Eddie became a Christian, and David became a Christian.
所以,接着神的恩典呢,很多年以后呢,Eddie和大卫都成为了基督徒。
Okay, what a privilege. I was chosen in God, and blessings came from that.
这就是呢,我被神拣选了,然后神的赐福呢,从这里就来了。
Now the same thing was true of the Thessalonians.
你对帖撒罗尼迦人说呢，也是同样的。
If you go back to Acts chapter 16, you read stories like this.
所以你来到使徒行传的第十六章，你会读到这个这样的。
Paul didn't know where to go to preach.
因为使徒保罗他不知道到哪里去传道。
He tried to preach in Asia. He tried to preach in Bithynia, and he wasn't allowed to go.
所以呢，他试图在那个亚细亚去讲道，试图在另外一个地方讲道，但是神的圣灵并不允许他去。
And then he received a dream. He saw a man from Macedonia saying, "You come over and help us."
然后呢，他在这梦里看见一个从马其顿来的人，他说：“你过来了，帮助我们。”
So he went to Macedonia, and he preached first of all in Philippi, and then he preached in Thessalonica. God had called Paul to preach in Thessalonica, not in many other places.
然后呢，保罗他就去了，去了马其顿，然后他在腓立比和就是罗尼家传道，所以神呢呼召了保罗去腓立比和提斯罗尼家传道。
Well, that's wonderful, isn't it?
这是非常美的，是不是？
And what would you say if you realized that God had called someone to preach to you?
你会怎么想呢？如果神呼召了一个人呢，跟你传道？
Oh, you say that is truly wonderful.
你说这个真是太奇妙了。
Now, when I was at 16th Avenue Chapel in the building, sometimes the door would open and someone would come through that I had never seen before.
当我在以前在十六届教堂里面的时候，有时候门开了，进来一个人，他从来没有进来过。
And I would say, Lord, why did you send that person?To us at 16.
因为我有时候说呢，主啊，您为什么把那个人送到十六届教会里来了？
The obvious answer was God sent them to us so that we could teach them the wonderful truth of God.
因为这个就是说，神把那些人派到我们教会来，我们可以教他神的真理。
And so the Thessalonians said, "It's wonderful."God sent Paul and Silas and Timothy to us in order to teach us, and they said, "Thank you, Lord. We thank you that we have been chosen to hear the truth of God."
帖撒罗尼迦的基督徒呢，他是非常感恩神派了使徒保罗、希拉还有提摩太来教他们神的真理，因为他们来了，所以我们可以学到神的真理。这样呢？我们非常感恩，感谢主拣选了我们去学神的真理。
And so, when I look at a group on Zoom, I say the same thing.
然后我在这个 Zoom 上看到这一组人的时候呢，我心里说的一样的话。
And I say, Lord, what a wonderful thing that you've sent each of these people to learn about the truth of God. Well, how kind you are.To choose them to listen to the Bible.
因为我说主啊，非常感恩你选择了这些人来到这里来学习圣经，这是多么大的爱呀！你选择了他们来到这里，让我教他们圣经。
And I believe that's why you're here today, because God chose you to be here to hear these wonderful truths.
因为我相信你就是今天你在这里的原因，因为神。拣选了你到这里来听这些奇妙的事儿。
Then he goes on in verse 5, he says, Because our gospel came not simply with words to you, but it came with power, with the Holy Spirit of God, and with deep conviction.
第五节继续说呢，因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不独乎在言语，也在乎全能和圣灵，并充足的信心。正如你们知道，我们在你们那里。
So the message that Paul and Silas and Timothy preached was not simply a message of words.
保罗、希拉和提摩太他们传的道不是仅仅的只是那些话言语。
Oh, it certainly contained lots of words, but it was far more than just words.
当然呢，他用了很多的，包含了很多的言语，但是，当然肯定的是有更多的超乎这些言语之外的东西。
There was power in it, power more than just the words.
这里有全能，全能呢比那个言语更多。
The Holy Spirit of God was there to explain the great truths of God.
圣灵也在那里解释那个神的伟大的真理。
And the result was conviction before the Lord to act in faith upon those words.
所以呢，这个呢，这些人被说服了，在神的真理，然后又去为神的真理去做工。
Now that's what leads to victory.
这个就是导致胜利的原因。
The words won't change you.
言语改变不了你。
But when you and I let the words of God work in our hearts in a powerful way, when we let the Spirit of God speak to us, when we let the truth of God convict us, then we start moving to victory.
因为这个呢，你让神的言语在我们的心里做工，有权呢，让圣灵呢在心里，在我们的心里教导我们，这样呢，让我们带领我们去确信，让我们确信了以后呢，就引向我们走向胜利。
Then he says to them, "You know how we lived among you for your sake."
接着说呢，为你们的缘故是怎样为人？
Why did the Thessalonians believe? They believed because they saw the life of Paul and Silas and Timothy.
因为我相信这里是当时提摩尼加的基督徒呢，他们看到了那个提摩太、希拉、保罗他们是怎样为人的。
Now you train your children to behave in a particular way.
你训练你的孩子有一个特别的行为的时候。
And there are two main reasons why your children will behave the way you want them to.
你这里有两个原因，为什么呢？你的孩子要去那样去规正自己的行为，你想要他那样做。
Because you teach them to do what they should do.
一个呢，是你教导他，他应该做他该做的事儿。
But the other is you show them by the way you live how they should live.
另外一个呢，就是你向他显示你生活的行为，让他跟随你那样去做。
And frankly, I used to find life pretty easy when I was younger because when it came to behavior, all I had to do was live the way my family lived, live the way the Christians that I saw at the chapel lived, and I just said, that's the way they behave, that's the way I'll behave. La-di-da, everything's just fine.
因为我通常发现这个是非常容易的，因为我的行为规范，我是参照我们家里家人的行为规范，然后参照那些我认识的基督徒的他们的行为规范，我觉得这样当然太容易了。
I found it particularly easy when we were studying grammar in our school.
您能发现这个呢，更容易的是在我们在学校学习语法的时候。
Grammar is the study of how we speak precisely and accurately when we speak.
语法呢，是我们更准确的、更正确的去讲话。当我们讲话的时候
I used to say that's an awfully easy subject.
通常说这个是一个极其容易的一个项目。
Because whenever the question arose, what would you say, how should you say it, I would simply say to myself, what would my mother say? What would my father say? They always spoke the very best grammar, and therefore it was easy for me. I just did what they did.
我的妈妈怎么说,我的爸爸怎么说,因为我的爸爸和我的妈妈,他们会很精准地用语法来讲话。
Now it was easy for the Thessalonian Christians to be victorious because they just acted the way Paul and Silas and Timothy acted.
对帖撒罗尼迦的基督徒呢,是一个很容易取得胜的,因为他们只是照着保罗、希拉和提摩太去做就行了。But
as parents, you have all noted that if you misbehave, your children will do the same thing.
作为家长来说呢,你一定注意到,如果你的行为不端,你的孩子就会做同样的事情。
And so very often you say, no, I'd better not do that, because if I do, my son or my daughter might follow me, and they might do something that isn't good too.
有时候呢,你对你自己说,我最好不要那么做。如果我那么做的话呢,我的儿子或者我的女儿,他们会照着去做,做那样不好的事。
And so Paul and Silas and Timothy were always watching out to make sure they lived the right way so that the others who followed them would live the right way.
因为保罗、希拉、提摩太呢，他们通常就是特别的注意，说他们要用正确的方式去生活，这样呢，那些跟随他们的人呢，也有一个正确的生活方式。
So then we all have two responsibilities, don't we?
我们每个人都有两个职责，是不是啊？
One is to follow the Lord Jesus the right way.
一个呢是顺服主耶稣，用正确的方式。
And the other is to lead others to follow the Lord Jesus the right way. We must do both.
另一个方式呢，就是去引导其他的人以正确的方式来跟随主耶稣。我们必须两样都要做。
So verse 6 then says, you then became imitators of us and of the Lord.
第六节继续说,并且你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵的所赐的喜乐。
Now after we trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, we said, all right, I want to follow Him. I want to imitate Him.
因为我们所有的人成了基督徒以后呢,说我们要顺服我们的主耶稣基督,我们要效法他。
But somehow, sometimes we find it difficult to know precisely how to do that.
有时候呢,我们会发现呢,是很难那么怎么去做。
So especially when we're younger as Christians, we follow the godly men and women who follow the Lord Jesus Christ.
特别是当我们是还小的时候呢,我们跟随那些属神的人,他们怎么去跟随主耶稣基督。
So Paul says, I'm really pleased with you Thessalonians because you follow me just as I follow Christ.
于是保罗说呢,我非常满意,就像你们跟随我,就像我去跟随主那样一样。
We are all to be good followers, but we've also got to be examples so that we can be good leaders.
因为我们通常呢,我每个人都要成为一个很好的跟随者,这样呢,我们能成为一个榜样,这样我们成为一个榜样后,我们就会成为一个很好的领路人。
Now verse 6 goes on with a couple of difficult logic. It says, you became imitators of us and of the Lord in spite of severe suffering. Uh-oh. They learned to follow Paul even in suffering, because Paul and Silas and Timothy suffered.
这里呢，就有一点比较难懂的逻辑。他就说，你们因为效法我和效法主，然后在效法这个过程中呢，你们就蒙了大难，因为他们同样要效法使徒保罗和希拉和提摩太他们蒙的难。Apparently,
they hadn't been Christians very long in Thessalonica before real problems arose, and they began to suffer just because they loved the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个呢，当时提摩太成为基督徒不久，所以他们刚开始成为以后呢，他们就会因为他们相信主耶稣基督而受难。
And so in the midst of this sincere or severe suffering, they welcomed the message with joy given to them by the Holy Spirit.
因为这个时候呢，因为他们在这个时候遭受的苦难，但是在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐。
All right, well, that's not very easy.
这个不是很容易理解的。
And sometimes when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you do it in order to solve the great problems in your life, and many times they are solved. It's wonderful.
有时候呢，你来相信主耶稣基督，是因为在你的人生中有很多大的问题，你为了解决这些问题而信的主。但是这些问题被解决了呢，那是非常好的。如果
But very often the opposite is true, like it was for the Thessalonians. They trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, and then problems arose.
另外呢，反面的，就像当时提摩太讲的人一样，也是真的。当他们相信了主耶稣基督以后呢，问题就来了。But
they said, listen, the message is wonderful. The Holy Spirit is with me. There's joy in following him, greater joy in following him than the sorrows of the sufferings that are associated with it.
他们说的这个信息是很好的，圣灵跟我们在一起，圣灵跟我们呢也喜乐，也跟圣灵在一起。当我们是蒙受了大难以后呢，这个随之而来的就是圣灵所赐的喜乐，这个也是非常奇妙的。
Okay, and that's how they lived. Verse 7 says, so you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia.
第七节就是说，甚至你们做了马其顿和雅各亚所有信主之人的榜样。
They hadn't been Christians very long, but already they were victorious. And as victorious, they were the model that people should follow.
他们成为基督徒呢，时间并不长，但是他们却得胜了，因为他们得胜了，所以他们成为其他基督徒的榜样。In
every endeavor of life, be it in athletics or business or other spheres of personal activity, we tend to follow those who are most successful.
在我们通常的在一些运动员或者在我们的生意中，在我们的生活中，我们通常都是试着去跟随那些很成功的人。And
so if you wanted to sell a lot of Nike running shoes, what you might do is make sure that the people who won the race were wearing your shoes.
因为你要尝试着去 卖很多的耐克的跑鞋呢，就是把那个鞋卖给那个跑步赢了的那个人。So
if you were a really good runner, you might find the Nike salesman coming to you and say, listen, I've got some new shoes for you. They cost a lot of money, but I'm going to give them to you. You run in the race and everybody else will want those shoes.
如果你是一个很好的跑步运动员，你经常得冠军的话呢，那个耐克的销售员他就会跑到你这里来跟你说呢，我会给你一些鞋， 这个鞋呢非常贵，但是我们免费送给你。当你参加比赛的时候，你穿上。如果你赢了比赛呢，其他的人都想买这一双鞋了。
And so the Lord helped the Thessalonians do what is right, so that the Thessalonians would do what is right, so that the other people would follow them the right way.
也是主呢帮助提斯顿家的人呢去做正确的事，他们也愿意做正确之事。当他们做完正确之事呢，其他的人呢都会以正确的方式去效法他们。
And this was the model. They were the model not only for the little community of Macedonia where Philippi and Thessalonica were, but they went beyond that to the area of Achaia as well. Their fame went out ahead and farther because they were victorious for Jesus.
So, 他们当时成为那个腓立比和帖撒罗尼迦的榜样，甚至整个马其顿地区的榜样。他们不仅仅是这样的，他们还是亚该亚地区的榜样，因为他们是得胜的基督徒，所以他们变得非常出名，成为整个其他的地区的所有人的榜样。
They were so zealous, so victorious, that the verse ends with the line, "Your faith in God has become known everywhere."
因为他们是如此的成功，是如此的有名，所以说说这个后面一句说的，你们的名声传遍了，在世界各地都传开了。
So that's very, very encouraging. We want to be like the Thessalonians.We want to be victorious so that the truth of God can go out from us, not just from the preachers, but from all the Christians, because the Christians are living the kinds of lives that they should live.
这就是当时呢，提斯门家的信徒是这样的，所以我们也像有这种方式，因为我们要觉得这些神的道不光光是从传道人传出来，也是从我们每一个人。当我们每一个人都变得得胜的基督徒的时候，我们的名声就会传到外面去。所以，通过我们也可以把神的道传到任何一个地方。
Some of us were reading something about that in Mark chapter 1 this morning.
今天早上呢，有些人呢在跟我们一起学习马可福音第一章。
The Lord Jesus.Had cast a demon out of a man in the morning service at the synagogue.
你主耶稣记得在早上的那个服事里面呢，把一在他们的会堂里把一个魔鬼一个鬼从一个人的身里赶出来了。
And the news of that spread abroad very quickly.
那个新闻呢，很快就传遍了各个地方。
Then in the afternoon, he healed Simon Peter's mother-in-law of a fever.
在下午呢，他又把那个彼得的岳母的高烧给治好了。
And the news of that spread very quickly.
这个消息呢，又很快就传出去了。
So in the evening, all kinds of people were coming to the Lord Jesus for healing. The power of the message spread. That's the kind we want to be. We want to be strong for Jesus, victorious for Jesus, so that the power of the message will spread on its own. We don't have to tell everybody. They will have already heard.
因为这个呢在傍晚的时候呢就从各地方的人都来了要找主耶稣。找他们找主耶稣给他们治病，这就是我们要生活的一个方式。我们生活方式就是我们要生活成一个得胜的基督徒，我们要有一个非常有权柄的这样的一个人生。这样的话呢，我们的这个好行为就很快会传出去，就用不着我们自己到处去说了。
So verse 9 says, "For they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us. They tell."How you turn to God from idols to serve the living and the true God.
第九节就是说，因为他们自己已经报名，我们是怎样进到你们那里，你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神。
So the story is something like this. the Lord Jesus saved some of those Thessalonians, and the people who saw it went to their friends and said, did you hear what happened to Mrs. So-and-so? She trusted Paul's Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Big change in her life.
这个故事呢是主耶稣救的当时帖撒罗尼迦的人，其他的人呢也看到了，他们得救了，然后他们的生命改变了，他们又去告诉其他的人，也去其他人又说呢，你们看这个人他的生命的改变，所以这个就一层一层这么传出去了。And
then immediately following that, same thing would be true. The person who heard it would go to someone else and say, did you hear? And they would go to someone else and say, did you hear? And it would just go and go and go and go.
因为这同样的事情呢也会发生呢，这个当这个人跟这个人说，这个人一直跟另外一个人说，另外一个人跟另外一个人说，他说你看到什么，你听到什么，所以这样呢，你不断的重复，不断的这么往外传。
Now that doesn't happen all the time, but it does happen to victorious Christians. It will go. If you're victorious, other people will hear about it.
这不是说这个发生在每一个人上，这个是发生在得胜的基督徒身上。如果你是一个得胜的基督徒，其他的人就会听到你，听到你就会传出去。So
these people had seven things about them that were told by others.
这些人呢，有七样事情，关于他们的是被其他的人传出去的。
Verse 9. The seven wonderful things that happen to these people. Number one, they tell how you turned to God from idols.
这里有七件事呢，在第九节里，第一件事，他们是怎么离弃偶像，转向神的。
Okay, these people have been walking in many different directions. They heard the truth of God and they turned around and they turned to God. That's the first thing that happens in the life of a believer.
这些人他们刚开始在不同的方向在行走，当他们听到了神的真理以后呢，他们转向了神，这就是很多成为基督徒信的信徒，第一个他们就首先转向神。Now,
when you turn to God, you have to turn to, but you also turn from.
当你转向神的时候呢，你必须先转向，然后呢，先转离，然后才能转向。So
they turned to God from idols. They didn't turn from idols to God. They turned to God from idols.
因为他们从偶像呢转向神，他们不是从神转向偶像，他们是从偶像转向了神。
All right, we've mentioned this many times in these studies, but again, the theme is this. If you're going to turn to God, you start learning about God. Don't learn all about the idols. If you learn about the truth of God, you'll turn away from the idols. But if you study the idols, you won't understand the truth of God. Don't focus on what is wrong. Focus on what is right. Turn to God, and as you turn to God, you will automatically be turning away from those things that are wrong, including the idols.
因为我们在很多学习里都讲到这样一个主题，这个主题呢就是如果你要展现神呢，你就去学习神，你学习神的真理，你从那其他的偶像呢来转离，转离来学习神，你不要去研究其他的偶像，你如果研究其他的偶像呢，你就会转离神。 你如果研究神，你学习神的真理的话呢，你就转离偶像。所以这个道理，这个主题就是这样，你不要去研究那些不好的东西，你只学习神的真理就可以了。你只学习神真理，就会转向神。All right,
the next thing then is you turn to God from idols to serve the living and the true God.
第二件事呢，就是说你离弃了偶像，转向神的时候呢，你就服侍。
Some people believe that the Christian life is what we would call a passive life.
有些人呢, 称我们基督徒的生活呢，人生呢是一个被动的人生。
A passive life is a life which simply says, I will fall under the influence of God.
以这个被动的这个基本上就是说呢，我就会顺从神给我带来的影响。
But the Thessalonians said, no, I don't want a passive Christian life. I want an active Christian life. And therefore, I didn't trust the Lord in order to sit here. I trusted the Lord in order to serve.
所以呢，提斯伦加基督徒们说呢，我不想以这种被动的方式去信神，我要以这种主动的方式信神。我不是说信了神以后我就让他这坐着等着，我信了神以后我要主动去服侍神。
The message of the gospel is far more wonderful to allow it to be taken, what's the word I want now? To be taken passively. You want to take the word of God actively. It's wonderful. Live it. Preach it. And serve the Lord. Don't just be a silent observer.
因为这个呢，福音的美妙也超过我们的想象。所以呢，这个呢，我们不要去做一个被动的基督徒，我们要做一个主动的基督徒。我们要主动的去服侍主，不要一句话不说，就做一个观察者。
Now there's two things we're told about God. Number one, He's the living God. Number two, He is the true God.
这里两件事告诉我们的神，他一个是活的神，第二个是真的神。
He is the living God in terms of the fact that when we pray to Him, He responds. He's not just like a computer program. He's not just like an answering machine. He is a living God. He's active. He's real. And He's willing and able to help us.
神是活的神。我的神当时我们祷告的时候，他会应允我们祷告。他不像一个电脑，也不像一个应答机。他就是说，当我们祷告的时候，他会真的来听我们的，真的来帮助我们。所以他是一个活的神。
He's not just though the living God, He is also the true God.
他不仅仅是一个活的神，而且同样是一个真神。
How will you be completely convinced?That He is the true God.
你怎么能够完全确信他是一个真的神呢？
You will prove as you go through life that He is the living God.
当你在你的人生中呢，你会证明他是一个活的神。
The greatest proof of a fact is the life that's in it, not some theoretical understanding.
这里面呢，很大的一个证据就是说，这里面有生命，而不仅仅是一个什么理论在那里。
All right, so they came to God from idols to serve the living God and the true God, and they came to wait for His Son from heaven.
因为这里呢，他们转离了偶像。转向神，归向神，又服侍那又真又活的神，然后等候他儿子从天降临。
Question is, what's coming next? And the answer of the Christian is, we're waiting for the Lord Jesus Christ to come from heaven.
对基督徒来说呢，问题通常是下一步什么？下一步我们等待着我们的主耶稣基督从天而降。
We're not sure when He's coming, but the fact is that there have been more significant changes in the world in the last year and a half than I ever imagined, and I anticipate His coming very, very soon. I'm waiting for His coming.
因为我们不知道主耶稣确切的是什么时候来。就在他哈尔的自己的人生中，他这个世界有了很多巨大的变化，他不能理解的，但是他仍然盼望 他确信主耶稣很快就会来。
All right, and he raised the Lord Jesus from the dead. That's how we know he's coming back.
因为呢，他从死里复活，主耶稣死里复活，这就是我们知道，主耶稣会再来。
And then the next line says, even Jesus who rescues us from the coming wrath.
最后一部分说，那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
And that particular word rescues is probably in the, past tense. I'm just looking it up elsewhere. It isn't just that he rescues us. He will, or he has rescued us is the teaching here.
因为他现在在找那个词，这个 rescue 呢，因为这个里面用的是现在时，他应该是用的是过去时，就是说已经，他已经救我们脱离了那个神的愤怒。
All right, the authorized version does say he has rescued us. There is a wrath to come.
因为这个国王清理版说他已经救了我们，因为肯定有一个愤怒要来。
The book of Revelation makes it abundantly clear that there will be on the earth a time of great trouble. And it will be described as the wrath of God.
所以呢，启示录里给我们显示了很多的那个，就是说神的愤怒，这个神的愤怒要降临在地球上。
And this verse is basically in a past tense. It says what Jesus did has already rescued us from what is to come.
这句经文里呢，他用的过去式，过去式呢就是说啊，主耶稣已经把我们从那个要将要来的愤怒里已经救出来。
In other words, the trouble that's coming on the earth cannot get to the Christian because what Jesus has done has already protected us from the kinds of wrath that will come.
就这里讲到的那个将要来的神的愤怒呢，不会落在基督徒身上，因为基督徒呢，主耶稣为我们所行的，为我们所做的一切，已经把我们从那个将要来的愤怒里已经拯救出来了。
That's very encouraging for the Christian because he's not going to be here when the wrath of God comes. He will be rescued from that.
对那个基督徒来说呢，这是非常令人鼓舞的。当神的愤怒降临的时候，基督徒已经不在这里了。基督徒，神会把我们从这个神的愤怒下救出去。
We'll learn more about the detail when we get to chapter 4. But the fact is that what God has accomplished through the Lord Jesus Christ, that has already prevented any possibility for the wrath of God to come upon us.
因为我们在第四章你可以学的更多关于这个里面的，但是现在呢要搞清楚的一点，所以神已经做了的，主耶稣基督已经做了的，已经防止了我们任何以任何的可能性进入将要来的神的愤怒。
That's very, very encouraging. We're not looking forward to the judgment or the wrath of God. We trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior.And he took away our sins.
这是呢非常非常令人鼓舞的。我们相信呢主耶稣基督以后呢，他除去了我们的罪。
If he took away our sins, then we cannot be held responsible. We are forgiven.
因为如果我们的罪被除去了，我们就不指望我们会为我们的罪负责，为神的愤怒而。降到身上去。
So let's pretend now that I borrow some money from you and I don't pay you back. I say, I want to borrow $50,000 from you. And I borrow it and I don't pay you back.
因为现在假设我给你借了5万块钱，然后我没有还给你。
And then you say to me, Harold, don't worry about it. I will forgive you.
然后你跟我说呢, Harold, 你别担心, 我不想要钱了。
Oh, I say, that's very, very nice. Thank you very much.
这个太好, 太好了, 非常感谢。
And then you come to me tomorrow and you say, where's my $50,000?
明天呢,你又来找我, 你说我的5万块钱在哪里?
And I say, hang on, I thought you just forgave me.
我说呢,等一下,我认为你不要那个钱。
Okay, if you're forgiven, you're forgiven. If you're not forgiven, you're not forgiven.
如果你被饶恕呢,你就被饶恕了。你没被饶恕呢,你就没被饶恕。
No, I'm a terrible sinner.
我是一个可怕的罪人。
And the Lord Jesus Christ forgave me all my sin.
主耶稣基督饶恕了我所有的罪。
And I say that's wonderful.
我这个太美了。
Now he's not going to say to me tomorrow, and you're going to have to pay for your sin. I'm going to say, no, no, no. You forgave me for that. Remember, you forgave me. And that's why the Christian is delivered from the wrath to come. He has been forgiven.
因为主耶稣呢,他不会明天来说,他说,你这没有饶恕,我说呢,我的罪已经被饶恕了,所以这就是为什么我们将来要来的神的愤怒,我们罪已经被饶恕了,所以我们不会受到这个愤怒的降临。
That is very, very important to remember.
这个是非常非常重要的去要记住。
Now it may be that when I borrowed the $50,000 from you, I also promised to give you my car.
有时候呢,当我给你借5万块钱的时候呢,我保证我把我的车给你。
Okay, and you may very well say to me, Harold, I'll forgive you $50,000, but I'm going to have to keep your car so that you're going to have to walk, so that you're going to learn a little bit about being responsible.
因为你可能跟我说呢,二的那5万块钱我不要了,但是你要把你的车给我,然后呢,你必须每天步行,这样呢,你要学到一个教训,你要对你说的话负责。
And then sometimes we find that the Lord has to discipline. He can forgive us and discipline us at the same time.
有时候呢,我们会发现主呢来管教我们。他饶恕了我们,但是他同样也会管教我们。所以有时候管教和饶恕。
So there's a difference between the discipline of the Lord and the punishment of the Lord.
所以神的管教和神的惩罚是不一样的。
The Lord will forgive us the punishment, but he will often allow a discipline in our lives so that we learn all that we should.
所以主呢饶恕了我们应该得到的惩罚,但是我们的生活中呢,他允许那样的管教在我们的人生中出现。
All right, well, that's the basic teaching of chapter 1 of 1 Thessalonians.
这个就是帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章的一个基本的教义。
Are there any questions? Do you have any questions to help us further understand these wonderful truths?
大家有任何的问题可以帮助我们大家理解这样一个奇妙的真理。
可以问一个问题。Okay,Sunny。我想问是上一次讲的哥西书的第一章，第一章第24节，在这里面提到说我在肉身上弥补基督患难的缺欠。我不明白他这个主患难的缺欠，他这里面指的是什么？第一章24节是吧？对。Okay,So,
Sunny's question is actually in Colossians chapter 1,
okay.
Verse 24, I think she didn't understand that, and I feared of in my flesh, what is there lacking in regard to Christ's afflictions? So I think she didn't understand that sentence.
All right. Well, it's not necessarily an easy sentence to understand, so I can understand her concern.
因为他这个呢不是一个很容易理解的一个句子，所以他理解你的关心。
All right. So there is a sense in which some of the lessons that the Christians have to learn are related to, they learn from other Christians, not just from the Lord Jesus Christ.
这里呢他讲到的呢基督徒呢有时候要学一些教训，他们学到的教训呢是从其他的基督徒身上学到的，而不是只是从主耶稣基督身上学到的。
We look at the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, and there's a sense in which it is so high that we don't really understand it.
有时候呢，我们去看主耶稣基督，他的人生，有时候那个东西标准太高了，所以我们甚至都不能理解。
And so for us to understand the afflictions of the Lord, we sometimes look to other Christians, and their lives teach us what we know the truth of the Lord to be, but it's just easier to see it in somebody else than to see it in the Bible.
有时候呢，我们要去理解主耶稣基督的患难，我们也要看其他的基督徒在他们的人生中所遭受的患难，所以你在他的身上，在那些基督徒身上所遭受的患难，他们。 展现出来的神的真理是更容易，对我们来说更容易理解，比我们直接去读圣经更容易理解一些。So
there is much that the Christian learns then, not just from the Bible, but they learn from watching other Christians.
因为很多大部分的基督徒呢，他们学到的东西呢，不光光是从圣经里学到的。 而他们是从其他的，去观察其他的基督徒而学到的。That
means we have a very great responsibility to live lives that are going to be clear and simple to follow for Jesus' sake.
于是呢，我们为了主耶稣的缘故，我们有一个极大的责任，我们要活出一个好的和容易让别人去。
So there is a sense then in which each of us say to the others, I want to live my life so that it'll be easier for you to see how to live for Jesus.
因为有些人呢，他就说呢，我只是要为自己而活，这样呢对你来说，是比较容易去看到他是怎样为主耶稣而活的。
And the sense then is that he's saying, I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's afflictions. The afflictions of Christ just cannot be made as simple as we would like, and therefore we watch Paul, and we learn from him as well. And we watch others. You know them, I know them. We watch other Christians to see how they live.
也就是讲的要在我身上补满基督患难的缺欠，这就是讲的基督耶稣的患难呢，是有时候你是很难去理解的。所以容易的方式呢，你就是去看使徒保罗他所遭受的患难，在他身上他是怎么样的，这样你就更容易去理解一下这个圣经里讲的患难。
Sunny, does that get close to your question?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Anything else? We've got just a couple of minutes. Anything else before we close off for this afternoon?
Yeah, 还有几分钟，大家还有其他的问题吗？ 没有我们就今天下午就结束了。
All right, well, we're going to carry on in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 next week. And among other things, we're going to be learning about the apostle and Silas and Timothy, how they live and how the Thessalonians live and how one helped the other. We're going to try to learn more about being victorious Christian servants.
这个下个星期呢，我们要学习《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第二章呢，我们要学到呢，那个保罗、希拉还有提摩太他们是怎样生活的，当时的那个帖撒罗尼迦的基督徒他们是怎样生活的，因为他们是怎么互相影响，怎么互相帮助，这样我们学到一个怎样活出一个得胜的基督徒的人生。
All right, let's have a word of prayer.
来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you.For the example of these Thessalonians.
主要我们非常感恩这些帖撒罗尼迦人给我们做了这样一个榜样。
And they're certainly just like the point that came from Sunny's question, the fact that we learn about the Lord because of the life and the sufferings of others.
因为这里呢我们真的是学到了就像三你刚才提到的那个问题一样的我们很难去理解主耶稣有时候其他的基督徒他们在人生中的患难帮助我们去理解主耶稣基督的患难。
And we want to thank you that you have seen fit to teach us through other Christians.
我们非常感恩的是您通过其他的基督徒来教导我们。
But Lord, that means that we've got to live as examples too. And we pray that each of us will say, Lord, I want my life to be an example of how other Christians should live.
这呢就意味着我们自己也要活出一个榜样。所以我们祷告说主耶稣啊让我们每个人都成为一个榜样让其他的人可以跟随。
So thank you for today, Lord.And bless us each one we pray.
我们今天献上感恩，请赐福在我给我们在座的每一个人，我们祷告。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督。